This is the Movie Review with Sean Patrick on the Morning Kickstart.
Now time for our movie review with critic Sean Patrick. He's on Twitter at CriticSean and also find him at IHateCritics.net. Good morning. How are you?
Hey, doing good.
Good. Sean, you've had a chance to see the new big movie out this weekend. There's been a lot of talk from many angles on it. It's starring Joaquin Phoenix, the Joker, this weekend.
Yes, indeed. The Joker is out now. Joaquin Phoenix is the star as future crown prince of crime, as they call him, and the Joker. And this is his origin story. It's a very gritty Taxi Driver-esque story of a guy who works as a party clown. He has a condition where he laughs inappropriately and cannot control it. He's living with his mother. It's a very sad situation that he's in, and life begins to accumulate these issues on him. He begins to slowly lose his grip on reality and descend into this violent madness of crime. I don't care for this movie, mostly because I just don't think this movie has any interest in asking anybody to care about it. I don't think it has a purpose or a point. I think it's a movie that it's filled with cop-outs, cop-out ideas about basically allowing you to believe whatever you want about it, this movie. If you want to think this is a critique of the Trump administration, you can. But if you want to see this as a critique of Bernie Sanders, you could. I mean, you could see it as a critique of anything you want because the movie has no center of its own. And I think that that type of thing is just not appealing to me. I think this movie lacks courage.
You know, he's a Joaquin Phoenix is the seventh person now to play Joker, from what I've read. Is he, I'm sure you've seen a lot of the different movies, but is he a good Joker or not? Not really.
I mean, he's incredible. He's an incredible actor. He's probably the best actor working today. I think there are better Joaquin Phoenix movies, but this is a really solid performance. I don't think anything is going to match what Heath Ledger did for The Dark Knight. I think that is just truly the iconic Joker performance. And maybe that's just me being precious about a movie that I care about, but that movie actually has a point and a purpose, and I think Joker has a point and a purpose, as opposed to this, which is really just a demonstration of what Joker does, as opposed to him actually doing anything.
Yeah, Heath Ledger and even just his story after that happened with him playing that role was kind of sad, but obviously you go back to it and he did an amazing job in that movie. So when it comes down to it, would you recommend spending your hard-earned money on this movie?
I mean, I don't, but I'm not. No one's going to care. I mean, this movie's going to make $100 million or whatever this weekend. People are going crazy to go see it. And I mean, I'm not recommending it, but that's just me.
All right. Sounds good. Well, you can find him on Twitter at CriticSean and also find him at IHateCritics.net. Thanks for the time as always, Sean.
Thank you.
The Movie Review with Sean Patrick, each Friday at 8:30 on the Morning Kickstart. Follow Sean on Twitter at CriticSean or at IHateCritics.net.